Michael was praying earlier that the lesson today would be applied in our lives, and I can't think of anything more basic and fundamental that needs to be applied than the subject of the fear of the Lord. I want us to think this morning about the importance of fearing God in our lives. I can't think of anything more fundamental or foundational than that. What is the most important part of a house? If we want our homes to stand, we understand that the most important part of it is the foundation. Michael can come along and put pretty cabinets in there, but all of that is for nothing if it does not have a good foundation. And Ken can come in and lay some beautiful flooring, but if it does not have a solid foundation, then all of that is for nothing. So we understand that in life there are things that are foundational, that must be the very beginning of that project. And with the home, it is the foundation. When we get up each morning and you get up out of bed and you're sitting there on the side of the bed, and when you get older, you sit a little bit longer on the side of the bed, I've noticed. But you're sitting there, and what is going through your mind? What's the first thing that you're thinking about? What's the beginning of your day? What was the last thing that you thought of right before you fell asleep? How do you begin the day? We might get up and sit on the edge of the bed, and immediately the routine starts. You know, what we've got to do with work and school and this and errands and this and that. There's something that we need to back up even before that. It needs to be God. It needs to be the Lord. We need to begin our day with, I'm going to serve the Lord and respect Him and reverence Him. Even if it's just a brief thought, we need to begin there. I want to talk a little bit this morning about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Some of these things have been on my mind because of our study in the book of Job, and we have found ourselves in that portion of the Old Testament where there's a lot of wisdom. We call it the wisdom literature. And what's interesting is, in those books that are called the wisdom literature, the expression, the fear of the Lord, is often found there. Fearing the Lord is the advice that is found in what we call the wisdom literature. There are five books in the Old Testament that we describe as the wisdom literature. Now, these are things that we have done as man to help us understand the Word of God. God did not group the books together. We've done that. And even the Hebrew, and the Hebrew Bible, they don't group the books like we do. We've done that so that we can help remember some things. And our Old Testament is grouped together by topic. It's not grouped together chronologically. So, first of all, we have the five books of law. Okay, and then we have 12 books of history. We have five books of wisdom literature. We have five major prophets and then 12 minor prophets. One way you might remember that is 5-12, 5-5-12. Can you remember that? 5-12, 5-5-12. So we have five books of wisdom literature. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Now, these are called books of wisdom literature because in them, there is an emphasis on wise living. And some of these books, like Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon and parts of the Proverbs, are written by Solomon, 1 Kings 4, the wisest man who ever lived. So we call it the wisdom literature because a lot of it is described given to David and Solomon, those who were known for their wise counsel. When you look at these books, they offer wise counsel for different areas of our life. You look at Job, for example, when we're going through suffering, what is the wise way to handle that? When we're trying to build a relationship with God, the book of Psalms gives us the wise way to do that. Do you know that the Hebrews used Psalms for actual singing? That's why in some of the Psalms, there's these little notes for the person that was directing the song service. They used the Psalms in their singing, in their temple singing, and in their synagogue, later the synagogue singing. But many of these deal with their relationship with God and how that is to be maintained. We come to the Proverbs and we have all kinds of things dealing with our daily relationships. The tongue and the heart, and there's things about money matters and neighbors and all kinds of things. How is the wise way to handle our daily relationships? Then there's worldly affairs. What do I do with my money and material things that can be built? Ecclesiastes, Solomon says that if our life is just about things and worldly things, then it's vanity, it's empty. The wise thing is to fear God and keep His commandments. And then last of all, with regard to marriage, how that is to be attained and maintained, the Song of Solomon. I can't think of anything more practical than getting up each day and the wise thing to do each day. James says to pray for wisdom. Wisdom is applying what we know. God, help me to apply today. You know, some people can have facts, but they don't have the maturity and the experience and the wisdom to apply that at a certain time and in a certain place. They might say the wrong thing. They might do the wrong thing. Well, wisdom helps us not to repeat that. So wisdom has to do with being mature and knowing when and where to do this or to say that. And so it's the application of knowing what is right. These books of wisdom help us to learn how to apply what God wants us to have in our lives. But what's interesting about these, what we call the five books of wisdom literature, what's interesting is that all of them, with the exception of Song of Solomon, mention the fear of the Lord. And that becomes then the foundation of wisdom. Look at it in four of these five books. Turn with me to Job chapter 28. In one of Job's final speeches, in chapter 28, he talks about how that men go down into the earth and they're mining silver and gold. And then he says, beginning in verse 12, that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver, that men go down into the earth to mine. And then look at Job chapter 28 and verse 23. He asks this question in verse 20, where does wisdom come from? And he answers it in verse 23, Job 28, 23, God understandeth the way thereof, that is the way of wisdom. He knoweth the place thereof, he knows where wisdom is. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make a weight for the wind. Yea, he meteth out the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning, when God was creating things, he used wisdom. He knows where it is. He uses it in his own creation. Verse 27. Then did he see it, wisdom, and declare it. He established it, wisdom. Yea, and searched it out. When God created the world, he did it with wisdom. But then look what Job says in verse 28. And unto man, he, God, unto man, God said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. So God uses wisdom in the creation of his world, but he wants man to have something, and that is the fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. That is wisdom. When we get over to Proverbs, we'll see the word beginning. The fear of the Lord, and we're going to talk about that, what that is in a minute. When we get up each day, that's how we need to begin our day. With wisdom, and that is fearing God. It helps us to depart from evil. We'll be looking at that in just a moment. But turn with me now to Psalm 111. This phrase, the fear of the Lord, or fearing God, is found in and throughout the wisdom literature. And it's there for a reason. Because what is the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord. So we should see that in the wisdom literature. And we do. Turn with me to Psalm 111. This psalm is the great psalm about the works of God and the different works that God has made. It's a beautiful psalm, but look at the very end of it. The psalmist says, the fear of Jehovah, or the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Turn with me now to the book of Proverbs, a passage that we may be more familiar with. Proverbs 1:7. here Solomon is telling us, what are these proverbs for? These 31 chapters of miscellaneous proverbs, what are they for? Well, they help us in life. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction and so forth. They help us to have a good understanding as we go throughout our daily affairs. And then verse 7, the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. Notice how the fear of the Lord shows up here. Why? It's wisdom literature. And where does wisdom begin? It begins with fearing God. And then last of all, Solomon will say in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 12. The phrase fear of Jehovah is not used. Those words are not used, but the concept is used, and he mixes it up just a little bit. He just talks about fearing God. In chapter 8 and verse 12, though a sinner do evil 100 times and prolong his days, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, that fear before Him. And then, of course, the well-known chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. This is the end of the matter. All hath been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man. This is what it's all about. So, I want you to see the phrase, fearing God or fearing the Lord, it becomes then the basis of what wisdom literature is all about. And that is fearing God. Now, what is that? Well, we're going to get to that in just a moment. What is it to fear the Lord? What's the very first verse in the book of Job? What's the very first thing we hear about in the book of Job? He feared God. It shows up other places later in the book. But he fears God. And his friends even talk about fearing God. Do you know what helped Job make it through those first two chapters where he didn't sin with his lips? He feared God, because that's where you begin. You get up each day, you begin right there, and your day's going to go good. You're going to do the right thing. He was one that was fearing God and departing from evil. That's where this begins, and that's why he's so successful in these chapters. It shows up later in the book. In fact, this is what God brings to Satan's attention. My servant Job, verse 8, there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, upright, one that feareth God. Why? Because that is the beginning of wisdom. And when your wife comes along later and says, curse God, no, because I'm going to begin with fearing God. Well, just curse him and no, I'm going to begin with fearing God. That's the beginning. That's how we begin each day. David taught others to fear God. There are different places in the Psalms. We'll just look at a few examples of them. It's throughout the wisdom literature. Because that's the beginning of knowledge. That's where we start. In Psalm chapter 2 and verse 11, just a few examples. Serve Jehovah with fear and rejoice with trembling. This is in the Psalm where earlier in verse 2, the kings have set themselves against the Lord and His anointed. Oh, we don't want to serve God. No, no, my advice is you serve Jehovah with fear. Chapter 15 and verse 4. This is a beautiful psalm. Psalm 15 is the psalm describing the people who get to live in Zion. The people who are right with God, who are they? Psalm 15, verse 2, he that walketh uprightly. Verse 3, he that slandereth not with his tongue. But look in verse 4, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah. He's going to accompany with those who fear the Lord. And there's several other psalms that mention that. Do you remember the great psalm in Psalm chapter 19 about the heavens declare the glory of God? The first six verses is about God's world. And then in verse 7, God's word. And in Psalm 19 and verse 9, the fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. And then, as we mentioned, Solomon advises this same thing. Job, David, Solomon, Why? Why is it all over the wisdom literature? Because that's the beginning of wisdom, fearing God. And so this morning, I want to talk about that a little bit. When we get up, I would like for us to think about that's where we need to begin the day. This word that is found in the wisdom literature, the Hebrew word yareh or yirah, it means more than just someone who's scared. It's not so much talking about dread or fright or terror or horror. It's talking about reverence and respect. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, or the fear of the Lord is wisdom, means that we're going to get up each day in reverence and respect. We're going to be in awe of God. And that's going to control our whole day. It leads us to be submissive to God. It leads us to be obedient to God. It leads us to trust Him in whatever's going on, whether it be suffering or something positive. We're going to have gratitude and love for God. That's what it means. And it's the key to every day. Our young people have challenges throughout the day. Whenever I meet that challenge, if I'm respecting and reverencing God, I'm going to do the right thing. There's no dimension of our life, physical or spiritual, that is outside His domain. Everything is going to come within that attitude of I reverence and respect God. You know, some people have this approach that, well, you know, God, that's what you do at the church building. No, every day. We're not going to leave God at the church building on Sundays and Wednesdays and then the rest of the time. No, every day is the fear of the Lord. And the other thing about this is, reverencing and respecting God will keep us from the attitude that some people have that, well, you know, God, you know, he's just my pal, you know, he's my buddy, he's a good old boy, you know, and he wouldn't care if I did such and such. You'll hear people talk about that. No, it's going to be reverence and respect. And it's going to be every day, 24/7. It's not a church building thing. It's the way I govern my life. And no matter what hits, whether it's the devil attacking me or something else, I'm going to be walking in the fear of the Lord. We're going to see in just a moment the good that it will do for us. But let's look at a couple of other words. In the wisdom literature, you have this expression, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Look at this second word. This is interesting. And that's why I began with the house illustration. What does this word mean? Reshith. It means the first in place, time, order, or rank. It's the principal thing. The foundation is the chief part of the house. Everything else crumbles if that is not right. And so the fear of the Lord is the most important thing each day. There's nothing more important than that. It is the beginning. The word beginning is the chief part, the principal thing. Our young people, and we've all done this, we've all been through those years, the preteen years and the teen years, we've all gone through that. And we know that when you're in that part, well, it's about how you look. And it's about your clothes. And it's about, you know, what kind of a car your parents are driving. It's about all kinds of things like that. No, it's not. It's about fearing the Lord. Don't worry about those other things. And there's pressures from others out there. No. It's about your clothes and your looks and what kind of car you have and where you... No. That's not about that. You know what the chief thing is? You know what the important thing is? Fearing God. And don't worry about what people are saying about those other kinds of things. That's not important. And so we go through those pressures during those years. And even when we're older. You think about midlife. And the young people think, well, maybe it's just about us. No, it's about mom and dad, too. The midlife thing. Well, there's pressures of midlife. And then there's pressures of old. There's societal pressures that people put on us. Their concepts of what life is about and what's important. No, the chief thing is fearing the Lord for all of us. And when we begin each day that way, we're going to be right with God. It doesn't matter what comes. Now, there's another word that's interesting here. So we've learned that we've got to begin. The most important thing is reverencing and respecting God. But here's something interesting. The wisdom literature says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This word, da'ah, it does refer to information, but it's used in the context of that which leads to a right relationship. We're not just talking about book facts. We're not just talking about information on a page, but that we're going to take that and have a right relationship with God. It's not about just memorizing facts. It's not just about, well, I can turn over here and show you. It's about that, and then it leads me to being right with the Lord, not just information only. So putting it all together then, we have reverencing and respecting God. That is the principal thing each day. And that fear of the Lord that is the principal thing is going to be the beginning of knowledge. I am going to learn things in God's Word, but that's going to lead me to a right relationship in how I talk and dress and act and everything throughout the day. So what I want to do now is I want to turn back to the book of Proverbs for some illustrations of the fear of the Lord. Turn with me, first of all, to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 2. And let's look this morning at five things that this fear of the Lord will do for us. First of all, the fear of the Lord will lead us to an upright life. You look at the world that we live in, the sin and corruption that is around us. We're not going to go that road. We're not going to go the broad way that leads to destruction. We're going to stay on that narrow road that leads to eternal life. The fool hath said, Proverbs chapter 14. Let me get over there in the right proverb. What is the fear of the Lord going to do for us? Verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth Jehovah, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. First of all, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, it is going to cause us to walk in uprightness. And notice in verse 1, the wise woman building her house, and in verse 2, fearing the Lord. Just like building our house, that's got to have that foundation. How are we going to build our house, our home? It's going to be, verse 2, on that fearing the Lord. But it leads us to an upright life. And it keeps us from evil. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. We're not going to look at something online we shouldn't be looking at. We're not going to drink something we shouldn't drink. We're not going to put something in our body we shouldn't put in our body. We're not going to say bad words. We're not going to look at things and hear things. We're going to stay away from that. And sometimes we have lessons that talk about staying away from those things. Well, how do we do that? Fear the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Jehovah and depart from evil. Someone says, I need a lesson on helping me to stay away from sin and temptation. Here it is. There's other good things that could be brought in, but here's the principal thing. Respect and reverence God, and we won't be looking at things we shouldn't look at or hearing things or saying things. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health. What? Fearing the Lord. It will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor Jehovah with thy substance and with the fruit of all thine increase. It's going to say, stay away from that. That's wrong. Look at chapter 8 and verse 13 with me. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of Jehovah is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way. And the perverse mouth do I hate. I'm not going to find myself slowly getting close to those things and condoning those things and eventually doing those things myself. I'm going to stay away from that.
And the fear of the Lord is going to help me to do that. I reverence and respect God over what the devil wants and over this temptation that might be right there. I reverence God more than that, and so I'm not going to do that. And that evil thing may be fun, but I reverence God more. And it may feel good if I do it, but I reverence God more. And it keeps me away from that. Look at chapter 16 and verse 6. It's the beginning of our day. It's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. It's how we need to start. It's the principal thing. Chapter 16 and verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of Jehovah, men depart from evil. Somebody says, well, how can we turn our nation around? You know, jails are crammed full and we're building new jails. We can't get one jail built till we have to build more jails. How can we solve this? I'll tell you how you solve it. You get people fearing the Lord. So I just go up and shoot somebody. Well, I don't fear the Lord. I go up and steal, adultery, lie, just run roughshod over humanity. I'm not fearing God. Clean out all the jails pretty quickly if you get people to fear God and respect God. But we're taking God out of our society. So there's less and less church and less Bible reading and less God in our society. Just get rid of it. And we're going to reap what we're sowing. And we're sowing a godless country. And we're going to reap the evil that comes with a godless way of life. But you get the fear of the Lord in people, verse 6, and men will depart from evil. And we will too. And if there's that little thing that we're struggling with, that little bit of evil that we're struggling with, get the fear of the Lord in there, and it'll go. Look at chapter 23 and verse 17 with me. Chapter 23 and verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. I love it. It's the way to begin, and then an hour later, and then an hour later, and at noontime, and in the late afternoon, and all day long. And it'll help us make it through the day and live right and be right. So it helps us to lead that upright life and stay away from those evil things. And it also prolongs our life. There's some interesting proverbs. There's exceptions to this. Different places in the Bible, the proverbs are often about general rules. In general, the fear of the Lord prolongs our life because we're living by God's rules. And so we don't go out and do something stupid and foolish that cuts our life short. People put things in their body that they shouldn't, drugs and other things, and it cuts their life short. They're out doing foolish things, and they get killed or kill somebody. It cuts their life short. They're goofing around in a car. They slam into a tree. They die. They cut their life short. Living by the fear of the Lord prolongs our life. Look at Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom. Have you heard that in this lesson yet? That's what we're trying to see. Fear, beginning, and wisdom. Those are key words or knowledge. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me, that's the fear of the Lord, and the wisdom that comes with it, by me, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou art wise, thou art wise for thyself. If thou scoffest, thou alone shall bear it. So in general, it gives me that longer life. Look at Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 27. The fear of Jehovah prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now, like the book of Job, sometimes we see that flip-flopped in reality, and we see exceptions to that, and we see differences in that. But these proverbs are often talked about just in general, the way things generally are, is that the person who fears the Lord, his days are prolonged, the wicked person, he's cut off. Because he often does things that cuts his life short. Look at chapter 14 with me, verse 26.
chapter 14 and verse 26. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life, that one may depart from the snares of death. It keeps me from that death that will take my life. Obviously, it is appointed unto man once to die. But we understand that there is the natural death of a general long life, 70 years or so. And then there's the death that is shortened by someone who's just being foolish and not being wise and not living by the fear of the Lord. Look at chapter 19 and verse 23. Chapter 19 and verse 23. The fear of Jehovah tendeth to life. In other words, the fear of Jehovah is what is going to give us life each day. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. He certainly won't be visited with evil because of his own evil. The devil is still out there, and he's still roaming about. But we're going to live by the fear of the Lord, and it tendeth to life. Look at chapter 24 with me, verses 21 and 22. My son, fear thou Jehovah and the king, and company not with them, don't be friends with, don't hang out with, company not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and the destruction from them both, who knoweth it? Fear the Lord, and stay away from those people that may end your life sooner than you would like. And then chapter 29 and verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in Jehovah shall be safe. There's a lot of things that people do, young or old, that cause them to shorten their life or the lives of others. But respecting and reverencing God tends to have, well, as the proverb says, tendeth to life. And these chapter 9, chapter 10 addeth days, because we're living by the right rules. The fear of the Lord leads one to obtain honor and respect. Turn with me to chapter 15 and verse 33. And this is what I said earlier. It's not about the clothes we wear. It's not about an image. It's not about money. It's not about looks. It's not about what I'm driving. Do you know what honor is and respect? In the world, it's those things. But among those who are right with God and God Himself, it is the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 15, verse 33. He that refuseth correction despiseth his own soul, but he that hearkeneth unto reproof giveth understanding. The fear of Jehovah is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor goeth humility. Notice how they're tied together. The fear of Jehovah is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor, which the fear of the Lord brings, you have humility, and that humility comes from fearing the Lord. It comes from applying His Word, and then you get the honor. Well, I thought honor was about a big party that's thrown for me. I thought honor is about, you know, we have these political elections and somebody wins and they have a big party honoring them. No, honor is being right with God. Look at chapter 22. Chapter 22 and verse 4. The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. You want true riches? You want true honor? It's fearing the Lord. And look back at verse 1. Here's the contrast. A good name. That's your character. That's who you are as a Christian. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. That's what it's all about. And then verse 4, the fear of the Lord. There's your riches. There's your honor. There's your life. It's just the opposite of our society today. So young people especially, as we get older, we're not bothered as much by those things. Our young people, well, looks and money and clothes and, status in the group that's being, this little group that I'm in or I'm not in. It's not about any of that. It's about verse 1, a right name, a reputation and a character that is right with God. And verse 4, it comes from fearing the Lord. That's the reward. Look at chapter 23 and verse 17. We need this wisdom. We're losing it in our world today. The wisdom to begin each day with respecting and reverencing God. And then look at the benefits that come from it. Chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of Jehovah all the day long. For surely there is a reward, and thy hope shall not be cut off. Yes, the reward is, it's up on the screen. This is the reward. It brings these things to our life, these good things. Look at chapter 31 and verse 30 with regard to the worthy woman. Grace is deceitful and beauty is vain. As we get older, it's harder and harder to keep that face looking like we want it or the rest of our body. It's empty just to focus on that. But a woman that feareth Jehovah, she shall be praised. That's where it's at. And there is a lot of pressure on females in our society, especially with regard to looks. We certainly need to take care of our bodies, and we certainly need to present ourselves in a good way and take care of ourselves. But what's most important is fearing the Lord. And there's a lot in our society about scales of prettiness and ugliness and all of that in our society and in every society. And the proverb writer is saying that's not where it's at. It's fearing the Lord. That's what's important. That's where a true praise comes. And then last of all, and the lesson is yours, it leads us to focus on God. So when we're sitting at the edge of our bed, we're about to start today, we're going to crawl out of bed, I'm going to begin my day with God, and I'm going as much as possible all throughout the day to stay within the confines of what He would want me to do. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 29, for they that hate knowledge and did not choose the fear of Jehovah, they would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof, therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. I don't want God's Word. I don't want God in my life, and God's not going to force it on us. And Solomon says the person who has that attitude, verse 31, they're going to eat the fruit of their ways. We have to have the attitude, I want your word, Lord. I want to fear you. And so look at the contrast in chapter 2. My son, receive my words, lay up my commandments, and so forth. Seek her as silver, verse 4, God's word. Then shalt thou understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. For Jehovah giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. I want God and God's word today. I'm going to focus on Him. And then chapter 15 and verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and trouble therewith. You see these shows sometimes on TV about Donald Trump or others, and what it shows is the glitz and the glamour side. It doesn't show the trouble in their life, the divorces and the other problems that go on. So our society is all about, well, you got to have a lot of stuff. No, it's better to have a little and be content therewith and enjoy that with the fear of the Lord. I'm right with God. I reverence and respect God. He's in my life. I'm content with the things that I have. Then the persona that is given in society, no, you got to be rich and famous. And then all the trouble that goes with that. I'm just going to focus on God. Well, in New Testament times, the New Testament church, they prospered. In the scripture reading that Matthew had, they multiplied, they grew, they prospered. You know why? Because they were walking in the fear of the Lord. And Memorial Boulevard, we can do the same. The local church here can prosper and grow if we walk each day in the fear of the Lord. And we need to, because one day there's a judgment day coming. And our God is a consuming fire. And we need to serve Him, the Hebrew writer says, in reverence and awe. My version says, awe. Be in awe of Him. Because He's a consuming fire. The fear of the Lord, that's where it all starts. And so, our lesson this morning is wisdom. I wanted us to see that throughout the wisdom literature, Song of Solomon is an exception, but throughout the wisdom literature, this phrase, the fear of the Lord, is found all throughout. And for a reason, that's what it means to be wise. That's where it all begins. And you know what? It's not about... I'm all about education, secondary education. But it's not about, you know, how many letters I have after my name and how many diplomas I have on the wall. That's secular wisdom. That's secular knowledge, excuse me. What I can build up secularly. We're smarter than anyone when we just simply have the fear of the Lord. And we're richer than anyone when we just simply have the fear of the Lord. And we have more praise and honor than anyone when we just simply have the fear of the Lord in our lives. Maybe this morning that reverence and respect will move you to obey the gospel if you need to, or come back in some way. We're going to sing a song of invitation. We want to encourage you to come and make your life right. We want to encourage us as we go home this afternoon and as we get up tomorrow that we're going to begin each day with the fear of the Lord. It leads us to an upright life. Longer days in His service. The obtaining of honor. And it helps us to focus on Him each day. If you're subject, if we can help you in some way, why wouldn't you come as we stand and sing?